This is your daily mind medicine.
What up, crew? Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Here's the day that we use to finish up, wrap up, make sure everything that we said we were going to accomplish is done and accomplished, and to review the prior week to ensure that we are making good progress against our targets and our goals. I posted this in one of our, it's the highest level group that you can get from Wealthy Consultant, which is one of the training firms that we run. It's a group called Chamber, and I posted this a couple of days ago, just our my personal 2024 script, like what I'm gunning to accomplish and to do in 2024. There's the projects I wanted to take on, the books I'm going to write and publish, the things that I want to achieve. Some of them are process goals and some of them are outcome goals. And the only difference, by the way, between those is a process goal is like, go to bed at 9 o'clock every night. That'd be like a process goal. You put these inside of Arena. If you're a paid member of Arena, just go look at, go to the search bar in Arena and click on search for daily numbers. And you can see our metrics where you track habits, track your sleep, and the process goals that you want, you put them on that daily tracker and you can basically look at your progress through the year. But anyways, the outcome goal is different. It's like, make $5 million or get to 15% body fat, whatever it is for you. And so I've got a combination of the two, and like really getting back into jiu-jitsu and getting my body weight where I want it to be. And there's a couple things. I'm like, I don't know how closely you follow, but I'm coming out of a season where I'm just like basically been on defense for 2 years. And so I was like, play some offense. Let's see what happens. And so the key for me every week is to monitor and manage against those targets. So did I live this week in accordance with that 2024 script that I set out for myself? The thing that will hurt us more than anything is a lack of attribution or awareness around, are we even making progress? Because the last thing you want to do is waste your time. But outside of that, I think that the secondary issue that will hurt more than all of the others is this constant bias towards loss aversion and risk. So I'm going to read this quote for you real fast and we'll wrap up for the day. This is from the book 10X is Easier Than 2X by Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. Loss aversion, he says, primarily manifests itself in three specific forms. The first is continuing to invest in something unprofitable simply because you already invested in it. This is sunk cost bias. And I've said this often, you miss out more from hanging on to old opportunities than you do by not seeing new opportunities. Not taking advantage of an opportunity is not as bad as constantly hanging on to something that you should have let go a long time ago. Number two, overvaluing something you own, believe, or have created simply because it's yours. So this is the endowment effect where it's like you own it, so it's you think it's more valuable than it is. People do this with their business all the time. Number three, continuing to do something you've previously done in order to be viewed by yourself and others as consistent. This is what he calls the consistency principle. Just because you've been consistent at it doesn't mean that it's something that you need to keep doing. So I want to challenge you on this with your behaviors and with your habits. This final piece, what is something in your life from this week that you need less of? You want less of it. This is what to do in your review. Look at your week. What do I want less of? This does not fit into my goals or targets of my life anymore. And then what do I want more of? Both of these things break the consistency principle because we're talking about things that you have been consistent at, but you don't want to anymore, and things that you likely have not been consistent at, but you want more of. It's a great habit for you to get into doing weekly and just manually processing through your calendar, saying, look, this is not what I want. This is what I want. I'm going to stop doing this, start doing this. It's a great habit for you. Happy Friday. I hope you crush the week, and I will see you next week.